Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 468.5, down 1.25 on the open. December, 477, down 3.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 399, down 1 on the open. December, 413, down 2.5. March, 431, down 3. July, 444, down 3.25 on the open. September corn opened at 229.5, down 2.25 on the open. December, 243.75, down 3.25. March, 257.75, down 2.25. July, 273.75, down 2.75. Redline, December, 290.5, down 3/4 on the open. December oats opened at 193.75, unchanged on the open. September beans opened at 534, down 3 on the open. November, 544, down 4. January, 556.5, down 5.25. March, 569, down 4.25. May, 579, down 5. July, 588.5, down 4.75 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 157.50, down 30 on the open. October, 158.30, down 40. September soybean oil opened at 24.25, down 25 on the open. October, 24.45, down 27. At the Merck, September feeders opened at 118.55, down 2.5 on the open. October, 118.10, down 12.5. November, 118.05, down 20 on the open. October live cattle opened at 92.35, up 5 on the open. December, 92.10, down 7.5. February, 91.85, down 15. October lean hogs opened at 66.45, down 10 on the open. December, 64.40, down 37.5. February, 64.25, down 5. And April, 63.15, down 12.5 on the open. And February bellies opened at 90 even, down 152.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Be sure to join us this evening at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock. No advance registration is required. Come on down and get your individual questions answered on corn, wheat, and soybeans. And if you have a livestock question or two, we'll take those as well. Panelists for this meeting include Greg Johnson of the Andersons, Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities, and this man, Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is located in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you expect topics to cover tonight?
Well, hopefully we won't have any more questions, as I still got my old crop beans. What should I do with them here between now and early harvest? That's been a main topic on what to do with those babies here. Seems like producers pretty well sold up on corn but hung on those beans. That's probably explain why the bean market's dragging here for a while.
In fact, I think that producers have done a pretty good job probably of selling corn and maybe not quite a good job as selling beans, even though prices were around $6 to $6.50 for a big chunk of the summer. Now they're down at the 550 level, so what is the strategy?
Well, it's tough because you had corn futures up in that 280 area, and the beans just wouldn't really go, and so guys were pretty aggressive on getting some corn sales. In fact, you know, some start at that 240 area and leveraged or scaled up to clear up the 280 basis of futures, and beans, you know, kept having that weather worry or that demand coming at us, and all those just didn't happen. And so here we are down at the lower end of the range. So, but I think the key is to keep a close eye on it. If we do have some strength in here, if you need to sell some, I think you got to take advantage. Basis levels are firm in some areas, just the fact that they put the selling shoes back in the closet here due to some LDP opportunities and so forth. So in order to gather some grain, they're going to have to bid up a little bit to get a little old crop shook loose here. But the overall mentality is that we've got harvest in front of us, so it's going to be hard to get any upside ranges until we see what tomorrow morning's USDA report says.
You mentioned the report. Where are you standing? What we'll see tomorrow?
Well, I think the corn numbers pretty well right, or I would agree with that. Maybe they're a little rich. Corn yields, man, it varies from 80 bushel to 200 bushel just within a short range of location. How that all averages out, who knows, but I think it's going to be awful hard to be much above the 11 billion bushel mark when it's all said and done, but this is going to be on the observations, what they see now. The bean number, you know, we'll see if it comes in above 3 billion bushels or not. Beans look good, but our experience, whenever you have beans 5 foot high, it's awful hard to get big yields.
So are you in the camp that maybe USDA comes out with a bean number around 41 tomorrow?
Well, they'll probably be in that 42 bushel area. You know, what they come up with, I've tried to outguess them in the past, and it's been awful hard to be ahead of them, but I'd say it'd probably be 41 plus and not over 42.
So what is the strategy then for producers? Do we have to wait and see tomorrow, or should we be doing something still today ahead of this report?
Well, the problem is everybody looking back and saying, I wish, I should, I could, I would have, and that's tough to fight that mentality. I think you're a tie holder here. In reality, you really don't have a whole lot of downside risk. You got loan or LDP under you. About the only risk you have is the cost of storage. I think we're going to have lows in the corn futures here fairly quickly. Lows in the bean futures are going to be here probably middle of October, and I think it's a buying opportunity. I think we're going to be in a situation where we're going to have to buy corn acres this winter. It's going to be at the expense of beans. The guys out west are going to be heavy wheat. They're going to plant less corn. So I think you're a buyer or a tight holder here in the early winter. I think it's going to pay to store.
Do you want to re-own beans on paper?
I believe so. It's going to be tricky, and you're going to have a plan and stick with it. But going into 2008, I think that beans could be bought on breaks in through here, because if we get this, keep seeing this corn base come at us here, it's going to be at the expense of bean acres. And what we're picking out in the Southern Hemisphere, we're not going to see any big more expansion down there either. We've got third-hand word that, like, one individual has about 8,000 acres in Brazil. He's only going to put in beans on probably 1,500 of those acres this year. So we could see the world stocks start to tighten up on beans. It's not going to be enough to shoot beans $8 right away. But I think the long-term play after we get the corn going up would be to build a long position in beans for some higher prices into 2008.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is located in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at current prices in Kansas City. September wheat now at $4.63, down 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat $3.99, down 1. December at $4.11.5 is down 4. September corn $2.26.75, down 5. December $2.41.25, down 4.75. March $2.55.5, down 4.5. Redline December $2.87, down 4.25. September beans $5.31, down 6. November $5.43, down 5. January $5.56.25, down 5.5. Noves, the red line variety, $6.06, down 4. September soybean meal $1.56.80, down $1. September soybean oil at $24.25, down 25. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.